Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On NHL podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your teams every day. And I am your host from the Locked On Avalanche podcast, Chris Maselli. And with me each and every Thursday from Locked On Lightning, Adam Denker. Adam, how's it going today, sir?
It's going well. Feeling pretty nostalgic with these retro reverse jerseys that we're definitely going to talk about. I mean,
that is pretty much going to be the
topic of conversation.
Yes. You know, not much going on in the world of hockey. I think they timed this perfectly. So, you know, people like us have something to talk about. But like I think you were about to say, some good, some bad, some in the middle.
Some, you know, we'll get. Yeah, there's some that were impressive, and then there's some people that just forgot the assignment was due, like the new calendars.
Right. So, and there's some that, you know, we're doing this. And by the way, if you listen to Locked On NHL yesterday, there is a show out about the retro uniforms. And I can't remember who hosted that, but they talked about it. You're getting it again today. So you're going to get two more, you know, critiques on, because the thing is, like, you can go to, you know, a plethora of websites and everybody's ranking these things differently. It's incredible to see everybody has their own opinion on, and there's some, like, they came out on Monday. So, you know, and we're recording this for Thursday. Some have even grown on me. Some that I didn't like in the beginning, I kind of like now, and the other way around. So they've been out long enough where we've really had time to dissect them. And we're going to do this, but I figure to start, like I said, I host the Avalanche show. You host the Lightning show. We'll talk about our teams individually and kind of throw out some of those in-between jerseys that are not the best, but not the worst, but they did a good job, a solid C, I would say. Yeah. So were you happy with what the Lightning came up with? I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the Lightning uniform. I like it. I genuinely like it. And I'm not just saying that because you host this show with me. I like what they did.
And believe it or not, they are not, the Lightning jersey is not in my, I guess, my top tier range of the jerseys.
Right.
It's very similar, way too similar to the 2004 jerseys that we all know and love that they wore when they won the cup the first time. And it feels like they tried to get creative with it, but you and I spoke through text throughout this whole process when they started dropping
the
jerseys, that it just seems like the Lightning, to no fault of their own, just they couldn't go down really a lot of avenues in terms of creativity with this, because the Lightning have had really not that much turnover in their jersey history. And this just seems like, you know, especially they don't really have that many colors to play with either. A lot of these teams, if you look just up and down the list, a lot of these teams have had maybe complete rebrands when it comes to the colors that they have had throughout their franchise's history. Some of them, you know, basically all of them, except, you know, in the storied history of the Vegas Golden Knights. But it's a nice jersey. I give it a solid C. It does. I think it's the best jersey, the best design to bring back, considering the Lightning did just win the cup. And, you know, this jersey, the first thing you see and you think of when you look at it is their 2004 run. And now what I really wanted to get your opinion on, and this, we've kind of been hinting at this pretty much since we took over the national show and since Nathan MacKinnon dropped that Instagram picture of him with the blue gloves. And I'm not completely convinced yet that those are the gloves that are going to go with these jerseys, but I do like these, I guess, these Nordique jerseys. Are we calling them Nordique jerseys, or are we still calling them Avalanche jerseys?
I mean, I think they're Nordique Av jerseys. I don't, like, they're kind of like a mashup. They're like a perfect mashup between the two. I think it came out yesterday when the Avalanche released their 25th anniversary logo, like the patch they're going to wear, which is insanely basic. It's nice. It's just clean. It's just literally the number 25. They also said in a press release that they are kind of modifying their current uniform, like their current everyday day in day out jersey, to like they typically wear black pants, and they are no longer going to do that. They're going to be wearing the blue that's in their jerseys as pants, as gloves, as helmet. So I think those gloves that you saw were for that, not for the Nordiques jerseys. So, but people didn't know that right away. People were trying to match these up and saying like, that blue really doesn't go with those uniforms. And then we found out the next day that probably not going to be that direction, but for, because we don't know what they're doing with these Nordiques ones in terms of gloves, pants, and helmet. We don't know. We don't know if they're going to be the burgundy or the blue or what they're going to be. But some people were upset that the Avalanche went with the white jersey. But when you see the full effect of it, I think it's gorgeous. Taking the Avalanche colors, slapping it on a Nordiques uniform. And I think when you see whatever color scheme they go with the pants, they, because the numbers themselves are blue, and the Florida Lees and the, you know, you have the Nordiques logo, those are the burgundy. So they might go like burgundy pants and then like blue gloves. I mean, whatever they do, I think they knocked it out of the park. These things are damn sexy, I think.
Yeah, it's the one thing that I'm still, and it's going to make the list of when we talk about some of our favorites, maybe some of our not so favorites.
Yeah,
is, and the only one that I've seen thus far floating around, it's going to be interesting to see how these team, how these jerseys look paired with gloves and pants and helmets.
Right.
The one that I saw thus far was the Stars with the all white.
That's too much white to me, man.
It's too much. These players are going to disappear on the ice. It's very, I don't know how to feel about it. Maybe if they had maybe sort of the maybe black gloves paired with green pants.
Yeah. Or
I think what they were trying to do was sort of like a, what you see in the NFL with the color rush jerseys. The uniform,
yeah, it could be.
I think that
could
was the look they were going for,
but they're playing on a green field, not white ice, like you're saying. Yeah. Like you're right, man. It's because I like what the Stars did. I kind of like those. It's a minimalist design. You know, the whole uniform kind of like forms like an A based on the lines. I like it. And then yeah, I saw the everything else, and it's just like, man, they're going to just get lost into a sea of white in this thing. I don't know about it. Same thing with Detroit. Detroit, there's a lot of white in that Detroit uniform, with the exception of like some gray armbands. I don't know. That's one that I didn't like right away. It's grown on me a little bit with like the minimalist design, but not, I think that's like right in that solid C range for the Red Wings for me.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. The first thing I think of when I look at the Red Wings jersey is it kind of looks like a practice jersey,
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the some of the ones that I think are in the C range for me at least are the Florida Panthers ones, that not much of a huge difference from the ones that they kind of started out in when they first became a franchise. The only difference is the crest logo in front. So
okay.
Other than that, and then the same thing with the Oilers as well. I mean, really not much of a huge turnout, like huge difference with it. I mean, they did, I believe, where usually the blue is on the shoulders, they've replaced that with the orange and just flip flop the two colors, especially with the numbers as well. But
I'll reserve comment on the Oilers ones until later. Yeah.
And then I guess, you know, I guess the Dallas Stars one, I would have maybe put it in my top five if they switched up,
yeah,
the gloves and pants and, you know, yeah, all that.
Well, and then quickly before we take a quick break, the one that has grown on me the most is the New York Rangers. I was never a fan of that Statue of Liberty face. I was never a fan of it. And then when this came out, I was like, ah, man, like they could have done so much better. But I think because they're like, it's very simple and like clean, and there's just, it's just all blue, just a couple like, you know, red and white, simple armbands. Like, just because it, I think it just, it grew on me. And I think I was just stuck in the past of like, I never really liked that logo. But I think the way that they designed it, just very simple, I like it a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely in my top five, and we'll get to those. But my only issue with it, and maybe now, and as Lightning fans know, I tend to talk myself out of opinions as I'm vocalizing them, is my only issue with this is if you look at the picture of the jersey, doesn't the crest look a little bit lower on the jersey than it should be?
For the Rangers one, yes.
Yeah. Definitely. I don't know if that was on purpose, or maybe this is eventually we'll see it moved up, but yeah, it looks super low. I don't know how that's going to look, especially with, you know, certain players that do tuck in their jerseys in the front.
Right.
If maybe that jersey, if that crest will just like disappear and potentially become a non-factor.
Mm, all right. Well, let's hear from our sponsor of the day, and then we will get into our top five of the ones that we do not like. So before we get to that, we are going to hear from Built Bar and their new product, Built Go. And every day, I know I do, I'm sure you do, right around the afternoon time when the coffee has worn off, you hit some sort of metaphorical wall and you need something to get you through the rest of your workday. Energy drinks seem to be all the rage. Those things are loaded with sugar. Do you drink those things, man?
Yes, I do.
I'm glad I've never
had a bad habit.
It's a terrible habit. Switch over to Built Go. And whether it is a mental or physical wall, you can break through it with Go every day. It's an easy to take 1.5 ounce package. You can put it in your briefcase, in your desk. Very easy to get to, very easy to take. It is the best workout gel on the market. It is a 5 hour, it's like a 5 hour energy without the same crash feeling. Plus it's natural, so it's better for your body. It's like drinking a monster drink with a third of the caffeine and better results. Comes in three delicious flavors, peanut butter, honey, coconut, chocolate coconut, and chocolate mint. You can visit builtgo.com right now. Use the promo code LOCKED and you get 20% off of your next order. Once again, that promo code is LOCKED and 20% comes off of your order at builtgo.com. Let's go. Let's go to our top five, or bottom five, I guess you could say. It's shocking to me that some teams really just didn't seem like they cared to do this.
And it was just a great opportunity to really, really kind of make a statement, if you want to say, you know, like basically say to their, not only their fan base, but the rest of the NHL, say, here's our heritage. Here's our storied heritage. Look what we got to offer. And I mean, just an, you know who actually could have used the Built Go? Because I feel like the energy level just fell off the table. That was the New York Islanders. I just don't understand it. You have easily one of the best logos in hockey history.
Oh my God.
The back pocket in the fisherman. And maybe they decided not to do it that because if you know, we also, maybe some of us saw the documentary that came out years ago about how they got fake bought for a couple of days. And maybe that might be the reason as to why they kind of stray away from that. But I don't care. The past is the past. Let's bring back the fisherman. And you just brought back, I don't know. I guess somebody
brought fell back asleep last during
the conference. Yeah, you brought. They came off a great playoff run. They were about two wins away from going to the Cup Finals for the first time since, I believe, since they were maybe during the 80s or the 70s when they won four in a row. And I just I don't understand what the thinking was out on the island.
I don't know. I haven't looked this up, but I'm willing to believe the Islanders have had more styles of jersey than any other team. Like they have a lot. When you go look through their history, they have a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
And the fact that they did this is just, it's head scratching to me. And when you have that logo, when you have that fisherman that people just absolutely love, it's mind boggling why they didn't go that route.
And I'm looking at if you go on NHL.com, it's technically supposed to be a reference towards the 1980 season in which that dynasty did start. And it honors Mike Bossy, Bobby Nystrom, Clark Gillies, and Brian Trottier. So I guess maybe that's it. But I mean, if you look at the two jerseys from now until then, not a lot of difference.
Yeah. No.
I just, you know, so, like I, yeah. I mean, you have the fisherman. What, you know?
Or, yeah. I don't.
I usually hear we're at a loss for words.
Oh, we are. Yeah. But give me. So obviously the Islanders are in there. So list off your other four. Unless the Islanders weren't in there, I'm assuming they are.
Oh, they were. They were number one.
So list off your five and then talk about them.
All right. So I had the Islanders, who, of course, we just spoke about. And these are in no particular order.
Okay.
So it's just the Wild, the Red Wings, the Penguins, and the Canucks.
The Canucks. Really? You didn't like the Canucks one?
My issue with this is that, yes, this is a nice jersey, but it's another example, just like sort of with the Islanders, you have the Canucks skate logo in your back pocket.
Yeah.
You're not gonna go to that.
Right.
I would love to have seen them bring back those red, yellow, and black jerseys.
I thought that's where they were going to go.
And and if you want to keep the, I believe, I know it's not a shark. I don't know what, and I know maybe some of our Canuck fans are going to kill me with this. Maybe it is a shark. or a whale. Anyway, if you were going to bring back the red, yellow, and black jerseys and then maybe put that logo on the front, I don't care. That's perfect. That would look great. If you maybe wanted to bring these colors that you have right now in this jersey and maybe bring back the skate, that would have been fantastic as well. I feel like some of these teams who have all these great jersey combinations, or even if you wanted to bring back just the giant V in front that they showcased.
They did an outdoor game with that.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So yeah. I just feel like some teams kind of, I don't know. I don't think they really took it. This was the one shot. Well, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of opportunities in the future, but this was a big time shot, especially with Adidas, you know, one of your new jersey sponsor, to really come out and really, you know, because you're going to sell a ton of jerseys if you really nail this.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Maple Leafs, who, you know, were in the middle of the pack for me,
yep.
They brought back their old logo from the 60s, which is so clean with that gray on the sides.
Yes. I like that.
So, yeah. So I just feel like, you know, the Canucks could have done better. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed with you.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, I really thought they were going to go that route, like with the yellow and the black and the red, like, but, and then when they didn't, I was like, oh, that's surprising. But what they did, I kind of like it. I like the gradient, like the blue to green. I think for what they did with what they decided to go with is okay. Who else? You had Minnesota. You had who else did you have on yours?
I had Detroit, Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess we could talk about the Wild. The Wild trying to pay homage Minnesota North Stars in this one. I get why, but I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe maybe you change the logo on the front and maybe it works.
Yeah. My issue with that one is it's very tough to pull off green and gold as a color scheme when you give them, and I talked about this on my Avalanche show, when you give them equal billing.
Yes.
You typically need to do like predominantly green and then like little bits of yellow or gold here and there, and it's just equal amount green and gold, and it's just ugly. It's flat out ugly.
I think maybe if they switched out the white on the main parts of the jersey and just made it all green and then just had white stripes on the sleeves, it works.
Yeah. I appreciate what they were trying to accomplish. I just don't like the finished product of that one at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I think, I don't know. You kind of are, unless you're maybe like the Edmonton Oilers or maybe some of these teams that are, or even the Dallas Stars, especially when you have bright colors like that and you throw white in with it, you're really risking the chance of it not looking good.
Yeah.
Then for Detroit, I mentioned it earlier, they just look like practice jerseys. They look like jerseys that the Red Wings could have possibly have worn when they first were in the league.
Yeah.
What I see on the NHL website, this is an homage to their 1998 team where they won their ninth Stanley Cup. And these are also kind of honoring their centennial classic jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice. It does work if they wear gray gloves.
Agreed. That is a very good point.
Very good point. But you go out there like the Dallas Stars and you're rocking all white.
Not going to be good.
Not going to be good at all either.
I agree.
And then, yeah, for Pittsburgh, real quick.
I kind of like the Pittsburgh one. It's not bad.
I don't know. I just, it's kind of, some of the teams have done this as well, like the Predators. It just seems like you're kind of, I mean, the Penguins were already kind of going back to their roots from those Stanley Cup winning teams in the 90s with Mario and Jagr with their current jerseys. So it's not that big of a difference. And that's what I kind of graded everything on is how big of a difference did we see and how creative were all these jerseys? I mean, look at the Kings rocking the purple and gold, which people I think have been calling for years now, especially with those 90s black jerseys, Kings logo with that Gretzky made look so good.
Yeah.
So I was looking for creativity and just kind of a big turnover in the look. Okay. And I didn't see that in Pittsburgh. It would have been cool if they maybe kept the whole font, kept the whole the style of the jersey, but replaced that with their earlier jerseys with the powdered blues and the white. Maybe that looks a little bit cleaner. And so what was on your top list?
So we have three of the same.
Your bottom list.
My bottom list. Three of ours are the same. The Red Wings I have the Islanders, and I have Minnesota. So we have three out of five the same. The two that I have that are not on yours are Edmonton. I mean, not that it's a bad jersey. It just reminds me of what they're currently wearing. Didn't do a lot for me. And then Nashville. It's basically their logo with white on their shoulders and down their arms. Very just ho-hum, doesn't get you excited whatsoever.
See, I was originally excited when they dropped the sneak peek for the Predator jerseys, when they had kind of the actual saber-tooth skull. Now, that's what I thought where they were going to go with it in the front, they have like a patch on the shoulders of the saber-tooth skull. And I really thought they were going to go that way, or maybe go to the original one with the front facing. But yeah, like you said, and I think that's what the issue is for a lot of these, is that not a huge difference from what they currently are wearing.
Right. Pretty much. But
Oilers ones, they look good. I mean, I don't know. Just to me, Oilers jerseys, just the way that logo looks and just colors, just they look good. But yeah, I mean, if compared to the other jerseys, not a whole lot of difference.
No. So now we get into our top five, and you know, these are the creme de la creme. And I know we have one that is, and I did not include Colorado in this, by the way, because I could have, and I'd get yelled at. So just know that the Avalanche clearly is my head and shoulders number one, but they're not included in my top five. So I know we have one team that, cause you text me almost immediately about one team, but go ahead and list your top five. And
I guess this comes as no surprise to probably any hockey fan, and tweet out to us if you do not like this jersey, because I would love to start a dialogue with the person that doesn't. And these are, of course, the Mighty Duck jerseys. I think that across the board, not a single person in the hockey world did not like these. These were just incredible jerseys, the font, everything. I mean that's the good thing about the Ducks, is that, you know, they might not always be the best team, but boy do they have great jerseys to go back on anytime they need to.
This is just it's
perfect.
They
it's
really perfect. Sat down and said, let's blow this up, and you know what I mean, and they went for it, man.
Yeah,
this is a fantastic jersey. I love the old font on the back. This is something that, you know, people look at and they're like, you know,
it's so, what is this? Yeah, it's so different how they have the duck, the way he's positioned coming out of the water or the ice. And you don't see that with any logo, and it's actually, I'm reading it's a unofficially dubbed the Wild Wing jersey. And, it's the only jersey to feature a team's mascot at the moment, which is interesting.
And I mean, people are saying they wore these things, but I don't really remember ever seeing them wearing this thing. So, and it screams. So this was from 1995, which that was that time period, man. Like,
yeah,
jerseys, especially like in the NBA, were just wild. It was like those like Toronto Raptor uniforms that just were, you look back on them, just like ugly, just pin, thick pinstripe with a, you know, a Raptor that was drawn by like a fifth grader. Like it was just, you know what I mean? Like it, but that was the style that it was those wild are, and crazy.
Yeah. Those 90s, and this goes for any sport, those 90s logos and jerseys that, yeah, like you said, you put it perfectly, that looked like they were just drawn by a child.
Yeah.
Somehow are so appealing now. Like one of my favorite ones, and I know this isn't a hockey jersey either, but the old school Detroit Pistons jerseys, the line, disgusting looking green with the piston, kind of similar to actually the Calgary Flames one. But yeah, I mean, and that kind of goes, and that's kind of what worked, and they're not on my top five either, but that's kind of what worked in favor for Columbus in this situation, because growing up as a kid, I used to hate these jerseys. The CB with the hockey stick going through.
Yeah.
But that coupled now with their red and white looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Hopefully they kind of carry it on. I'm curious to see if maybe they're going to wear red mitts with this or maybe blue mitts.
Hmm.
Hopefully we don't just have like kind of like a whiteout situation across the board with all these jerseys.
I know.
Like the Stars did, but and then my other jerseys, and I'm kind of disappointed at the same time with this selection. My other favorite, and I guess these two are in the what go one and two in order. My other favorite one was what the Buffalo Sabres did.
Yeah, I agree.
My only issue is I wish they put the old school bison up in the front, in the
middle,
okay. And kind of incorporated those old school black and red jerseys, but maybe, you know, with the other, some other teams kind of incorporating that, maybe it was going to be a little bit too repetitive.
Okay.
But I do like, I actually did just notice they do have Buffalo written on the bottom,
right? Yeah.
In the striping, which is interesting, but I do like the saber, the cross saber look in front. We Definitely. Haven't seen those since the Ryan Miller days and the Daniel Briere days up mm-hmm. in Buffalo.
Very cool.
And then I guess my other two favorite ones are the Blues. I've always been a huge fan of those early day Blues jerseys. A lot of people don't like them.
I like them.
I love these jerseys. I wish this could be their regular jersey set from now on. Some people were saying they wish they could have had the Blues bring back the three trumpets. Logo
okay.
in the front of the jersey, which
right.
I totally forgot about until someone tweeted it on Twitter.
Same here.
And then, yeah. And then my last one, and I did mention before I did have the Rangers, but after I made my own point about how low that crest was in the middle,
right
in the front, I've taken them off the list. But my last and favorite jersey is, and it's a little bit nostalgic. This is from the NHL 94 days. Is the San Jose Sharks, what they did. Because I always used to play as the San Jose Sharks whenever I played NHL. And just these jerseys, the gray look, just a very nostalgic look. Yeah. I love this jersey. I think it's very underrated and it didn't get talked a lot about.
It's true.
Online. So, yeah, I love the teal. I love the black. I love the gray in the front. I would love to see maybe some of these teams maybe stick with this look going forward and maybe have kind of see what we saw with Calgary is going to do this year with their kind of their present retro jerseys. I guess we could call them those. So yeah, that's my top five. Now, what are yours?
All good ones, man. I don't disagree with any of those. And definitely I think the Sharks have one of the best color schemes. I love it. For me, and we already talked about Anaheim, so I'll throw them out. But, and again, in no particular order, I love Calgary. Okay. I like the black horse head with the flames coming out. I really like that. I really like Arizona. Again, kind of going with that Anaheim theme, just craziness. Like who puts, you know, a you know, almost like a 3D rendered, I guess, well, maybe like cel shaded video game style.
Yes.
Whatever I guess it's a coyote on the front of their jersey with purple and like a desert down below. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, so you're right. It looks like a 90s video game.
It does. That's what I like. And I think Anaheim and Arizona are so polarizing. You either love them or you hate them. So,
right.
I love the LA one. I think the Laker colors and stuff like that. Like you said, we're going with that logo, the black jersey logo on that looks awesome. Got to go with Carolina with the Whalers, yeah. bringing the whale back. That looks great. And then finally, I really like Washington. I think that's just bold. Takes up like almost all of the jersey itself. Just the eagle just goes from one end to the other. It's big, it's bright, it's bold. That was one that I didn't really like. I wasn't really like looking forward to that one. And then when I saw it, I'm like, oh wow, that looks really good. And then later on, when I'm kind of looking at these and digesting, I'm like, man, they did a really good job with that. So surprisingly, Washington. So that would be mine, man. I think for the most part, most of the teams did a good job. And the ones we have in the bottom five, again, even the ones that I have, like the Oilers one, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It just didn't blow me away.
Yeah, exactly. But
there's a couple that are just really, really bad, like the Minnesota Wild one. And now, interestingly enough, I was just going through and looking up on like websites and seeing people ranking these things. And there's this one website called OnTap Sportsnet. They ranked them at number one. They put the Minnesota Wild, and at number two they put Edmonton Oilers. So like two of the ones that I have on the bottom five, they put Minnesota at number one. And I think it's more nostalgia of like the North Stars and really looking at what they did. But it just, like I said in the beginning, it just goes to show you how up and down people are with and their likes and dislikes. So
yeah, that's the thing. And I think I hope that the NHL kind of keeps going with this whole jersey thing, because we see it in the NBA, we see it in Major League Baseball, we have seen it in recent years with the throwback jerseys and then the color rush jerseys. Every sport except for hockey has really done a lot of things with jerseys, and I think with the 100 plus year history of this league, and so many jersey changes, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot with kind of grabbing fans by not exploiting this. And I like where they've gone in the right direction. Hopefully the next time they roll out some jerseys that the Islanders, Predators, and the Wild kind of show up to the party. I don't think like you said as well, I don't think, except for maybe one or two on our bottom list, those jerseys weren't bad. It was just a case of not a whole lot difference from what we're already seeing.
Right. Exactly.
So, I don't have an issue with these. It's going to be a lot different seeing them on the ice. Definitely.
Absolutely. Well, we get the full effect with the gloves and the pants and the helmets. And I think we'll have a different list. And I want to throw out Montreal too. I really like the Montreal blue.
Yeah.
I think that's a great look as well. So,
yeah, it's one of those things where they're in our division. So I hate to like them.
So, all right, man. Any final words from you? I think we're going to wrap it up here for today.
I hope something big happens in the sport of hockey other than jerseys in the next couple of weeks. I would love to talk about some, possibly we're looking towards training camp, hopefully starting soon.
I hope we have a season to wear these in, basically.
Yeah, hopefully. That'd be great to definitely see these teams definitely hit the ice with these.
All right, man, that is going to do it for us today. I think we've taken over the Thursday time slot, so
I guess that was the little news that we forgot to share with all
I
of
think
you.
So
I sure. we're here to stay.
I think so.
We're not ending our podcast every week with, no. I guess we'll see you next week,
right? We will. All right, everyone, take care. We'll see you guys next Thursday.